This is a radio pastor for the day message by Hank Block for February 2024. Hello, my name Hank Block is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, saved by his grace and now privileged to address you as radio pastor for the day. In the last 6 months, we have examined the meanings of the burnt offering as seen in the first chapter of Leviticus. Today and for the next several visits, the beauties of Christ will be seen in the meal offering, which is the object of our appreciation now. The whole of Leviticus chapter 2 should be read, but I will underline the first two verses today, which say, "And when any will offer a meal offering unto the Lord, his offering shall be a fine flour, and he shall pour oil upon it, and put frankincense thereon, and he shall bring it to Aaron's sons, the priests. And he shall take thereof his handful of the flour thereof, and of the oil thereof, and all the frankincense thereof, and the priest shall burn the memorial of it upon the altar. It is an offering made by fire of a sweet savor unto the Lord." The meal offering, noted in the King James Version as the meat offering, presents the man Christ Jesus. As the burnt offering typified Jesus Christ in death, the meal offering typifies him in his life. We simply find in it a beauteous type of Christ as he lived and walked and served down here on this earth. In the examination of the meal offering, it will give clearness and simplicity to our thoughts to consider, first, the materials of which it is composed, secondly, the various forms in which it is presented, and thirdly, the persons who partook of it. Today, we will commence with the main ingredient, the fine flour. This fine flour may be regarded as the basis of the offering, and in it we have a type of Christ's humanity, wherein every characteristic was in perfect balance. Every virtue was there and ready for effectual action when required. The Lord Jesus Christ was the only perfect man that ever lived on this earth. He was all perfect, perfect in thought, perfect in word, perfect in action. In him, every moral quality existed in divine and therefore perfect proportion. No one feature overshadowed another. In him were exquisitely blended a majesty which overawed and a gentleness which gave perfect ease to his presence. This impeccable man is seen in the fine flour, where there was not so much as a single coarse grain. It was nothing uneven, nothing unequal, nothing rough to the touch. No matter what pressure came from without, there was always an even surface. He was never ruffled by any circumstance or set of situations. He never had to retrace his step or recall a word. Come what might, he always met it in that perfect evenness, which is so strikingly typified by the fine flour. As the Old Testament gives us a shadow of his perfections in the meal offering, the Gospels provide the essence of his perfect humanity, so pleasing to his God and Father, who could say, "Thou art my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." That's in Mark 1, verse 11. Yes, the person of the Lord Jesus Christ was, and truly is, of a sweet savor unto the Lord. This is Hank Block of Mars Hill Radio Canada. It is an honor to be your radio pastor for the day. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord.